Anyway, how to obtain findings of fact. The first one is file the request for findings of fact, and that's due within 20 days of the order or judgment that you are trying to appeal. Again, I apologize, I can't get the slides to go forward. The second step, of course, is the notice of past due. That's the one that's due 30 days after you file your original request. In that case, that's probably the one that's the most commonly missed deadline, is the notice of the past due. The last part in the process is the request for additional findings of fact and conclusions of law. This is the one that's due 10 days after you file your request. I'm sorry, 10 days after the findings of fact are filed. Now, the paper goes into a number of details on these particular issues. I just want to hit the really high points on each of the three, the request, the notice of past due, and that's where I'm, so that's the right screen, Adam. So the important points on the request for findings of fact. The big one is the losing party should always file the request, even if you don't know yet whether you intend to appeal. And the reason is that deadline cannot be extended. That's a hard deadline, the 20 days. Also, remember that when you're drafting findings of fact, include all the elements of the claims and defenses. So get out the pleadings, get out the pattern jury charge to make sure that you cover all of these issues. And also cover the burden of proof. Sometimes that's one that people leave out in their draft of findings of fact. Realize too that the request will extend your appellate deadline from 30 to 90 days, but it does not extend plenary power. So if you need plenary power longer in the trial court, file a motion for new trial along with this. Also, remember there can be Castile problems in bench trials. The next one, the important points on the notice of the past due findings. The big one on this one, of course, you have to file this notice of past due findings in order to preserve error on the trial court's failure to file findings of fact. I realize too that this one, this is one that you should not file early before the judgment. This the notice of past due is not one of the matters listed in Rule 306C that deems it filed on the date of the judgment. The important points to remember on the request for additional findings of fact, both parties are in the same boat on this particular issue. You may have prevailed on the judgment on some issues, but not on others. And so you would have the same burden to look at the findings of fact to determine whether you had to file a request for additional findings. The request for additional findings, of course, needs to be specific. It's like an objection. You also need to point out any omissions on elements of claims or defenses, and also point out omissions of an entire ground or defense. Sometimes you see those entirely left out in the findings of fact. And if you want to rely on an omitted ground or defense, you would have to request additional findings to do so. And also remember, if you are submitting findings of fact that are contrary to your position, you need to set that out and qualify that so it's clear that you are appealing, you do not agree with these findings, but that you have to do it in order to preserve your appeal. The bottom line with preservation, the issue that you want to raise on appeal needs to be in the findings of fact or in a request for additional findings of fact. Now, lastly, on this basic stuff, the appellate review of findings of fact. Of course, the findings of fact are reviewed for legal and factual sufficiency. The conclusions of law are reviewed de novo. The Court of Appeals is going to make its own determination of the law. Also, be aware of unchallenged findings. So when you have a long list of findings of fact, sometimes it's easy to overlook one that may be critical to you. Because unchallenged findings are binding on appeal unless the contrary proposition is established as a matter of law. So I'd like to now shift gears and talk about some things that are a little bit more advanced. And again, these are in the paper But I think it will be helpful. This is where I've tried to put out in the paper where courts of appeals split on these particular issues. So the first one is, what do you do if a trial court just refuses to file findings of fact, even though you're clearly entitled to them and you've made the request, you've made the notice of past due, you filed that with the court, making them aware? What are your options? Well, mandamus is not one of your options. You cannot compel the trial court to file findings of fact. One thing I have seen recently, I've seen this a couple of times recently that worked, a party set a hearing on a motion for entry of findings of fact when a trial court had simply not filed the findings of fact. In one case I was involved in, it worked just by filing the motion for entry of findings. That was enough. In another case, it actually went forward to a hearing, but it did end up resulting in the findings of fact being filed by the trial court. Once you're on appeal, your other option at that point is ask the Court of Appeals to abate the appeal and order the trial court to file findings of fact. Your last resort, and this is probably not a very good one, is try to raise it on an issue as an appeal issue to try to convince the court to reverse and remand for a new trial. That's not really obviously a very great option.